Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Podcast the Creative. My name is Casey Jones. For those of you who don't know me, I'm an electronic music producer in the Seattle area under the name Port City. I do photography kind of as a hobby right now, but I'm hoping to get into freelance stuff soon. I just started my own business where I will hope to do like media design marketing stuff. So basically everything outside of the music is kind of in the woodworks right now, but so this podcast is entirely about creativity. If you're new to it, just kind of breaking down the creative process, kind of understanding what it looks like to be creative. A lot of people kind of get art and creativity confused. I kind of want to clear that up because I don't think that they're the same at all. They're definitely related in a lot of ways, but that doesn't mean that they're the same. You can definitely be super creative and not at all artistic. So, for today, I kind of just want to talk about really like thinking outside the box. So I recorded an episode of this about 20 minutes ago, and when I went to listen to it, it just wasn't playing back for some reason. So I'm re-recording it, which is really interesting to me because it'll give me kind of a perspective on what I just talked about and give me a unique way to kind of look at that, and hopefully I can give you guys some good value here. So this episode is just going to be a monologue. I'm probably going to do this a bit more in the future, especially as I kind of go in and out of interviews. The interview process is super fun, but I also have a bunch of ideas of my own that I really want to share with you guys. So anyways, today's podcast, like I said, I kind of want to talk about what it means to really be creative, and look at people who did things really outside the box that, pushed whatever field they're in. So I kind of want to start off with a story. So for those of you who don't know me, I grew up listening to classic rock, and I'm definitely a huge fan and have been influenced by classic rock a lot throughout my life. One of my favorite bands is Led Zeppelin. That's probably a cop-out, but since they're a great band, a lot of people love them. But I really love their approach to music. They've done a lot of really creative things, and a lot of really artistic things at the same time. But one of the cool things that I found out in the last couple months, the way that they recorded the drums for the track When the Levee Breaks. So for those of you who are unfamiliar with the beginning of the song, or with the song in general, the beginning starts off with this drum pattern. For those of you who know the song, I know that you'll instantly know what I'm talking about. This drum pattern is like really big, it's really slow, it's kind of lumbering along, but it feels kind of menacing and heavy, which is really cool. Because the song is about the levee breaking, and it's obviously a metaphor, but getting this kind of feeling of like a storm rolling in at the very beginning of a song sets like a very good mood for the track. So the way that they recorded this drum loop at the beginning of the track is what I found out recently. So the way that they had recorded it was for writing the album Led Zeppelin 4, they had rented out this mansion that I guess was a pretty commonly used, space for bands to kind of go through the writing and recording process. But something that Led Zeppelin did for this drum loop was they decided to get like a really big sounding drum kit. They put the drums themselves physically in a staircase, like in a stairwell, and then they recorded the drums inside of the stairwell. So what it did is it created this really big natural reverb effect. And because stairwells are pretty small, you've got the sound bouncing off of all of the walls multiple times. So it creates this really huge sounding drum set. And then from there, what they did is they took the original recording and slowed it down by about 10% to give it this really lumbering, slow, kind of menacing feel. And I just thought that was so cool because they took something, and drums are obviously an integral part to any song, but the nature of drums is they do tend to sit kind of in the back of people's minds. Like, you don't necessarily notice a drum loop right away. You'll dance to the beat of the drums, but they're definitely not something that stands out front center. when you listen to When the Levee Breaks, they're the first thing you hear, and they are such a focal point for the song. And it's just so cool to see how, you know, a group of people took something and really just kind of dissected, like, the idea of it and then reconstructed it in just a super creative way. You know, making the drums a focal point of the track and doing all this really cool processing to this, to it, both naturally and, you know, by slowing it down post-production. Just a super creative approach to you know, adding to a song. And I think that's something that more people need to do in art and in life in general. I just had a conversation with one of my really close friends, Carlton, who actually is also my roommate, and we were talking about artists who have kind of defined their genres. The talk was about music, but you could really apply it to anywhere. But the one recurring theme that we had across us, that artists who do things creatively, like truly creatively, are the ones who will last forever. The artists who will be timeless. Again, somebody like Led Zeppelin, you know, their music has lasted 50 years and will definitely last another 50, maybe 100. People like Mozart and Bach, like, they were revolutionaries because their music was really creative. It was also really good, and that's definitely part of it. But the point being that, like, true creativity is really taking something that you think, or that, like, taking something that the masses think and breaking it down and doing it in a completely different way. Making things truly unique, truly stand out. And so I think that's something that not enough people do nowadays. And I really wish that people would do more of it. Like I said at the beginning of the show, I produce electronic music, and I think this is something that's super prevalent to this genre of music, because it's so easy for somebody to, you know, pick up their laptop, download some software, and start, you know, clicking away at notes and stuff. And you don't get true creativity with that. And I think the hard thing is you start listening to the same songs, and then you start kind of falling into this trap of, like, oh, hey, I listen to EDM, and now I produce EDM, and all of my influences are causing my music to sound really stale and stagnant, and I'm not really pushing any envelopes. So it's really cool when you get artists who do push envelopes, and then you realize that, oh, hey, all of their influences are, you know, indie bands or rock bands or metal or hip hop, or, you know, like, start looking outside of your genre, start looking outside of what you're comfortable with and what you're used to. You might find something that you really like, and it'll most likely influence whatever it is that you're doing in a really good way. I think this is true too of, like, start finding influences outside of whatever circle you're in. Something I've been doing a lot recently, which has been good both mentally and inspirationally, is playing video games again. It's something I really enjoyed doing as a kid, and I hadn't done it in years, even though I own almost every modern console. I decided I was going to sit down, like, you know, for a couple hours a week and just play through, you know, some Zelda games on my Switch, which has been so good for me inspirationally, because a lot of that music has meant so much to me over time. And it's been really cool to kind of dive back into that with a greater understanding of music. But also, like, the feelings of, you know, being in game. I get this with movies a lot as well. Like, pulling emotion from movies has influenced my music in ways that listening to music couldn't. So if you're in a rut, or if you just really want to push your creative boundaries, I recommend both inside of whatever creative space you're in, whether it's, you know, something artistic or something not artistic, look for interesting perspectives inside of that space, but also look for things outside of that that will influence you. So, you know, if you're a software developer, start looking at really interesting code. You know, look at programs that are super bizarre, but also, you know, pull inspiration from audio engineers, pull inspiration from photographers, you know, start looking at things in just a different way, because really that's all creativity is. Like, creativity is looking at something in a way that isn't typical. you know, a way that nobody else has looked at it before. And I really think that's the defining factor between somebody who will make music that, you know, doesn't really impact people as much as it could, and, you know, artists who will be around for generations. So with that being said, I really want to, you know, challenge you guys to think outside the box, do things that are very atypical. You know, if you are a photographer and you're used to shooting, you know, on a super wide angle lens, start shooting on a, you know, 200 millimeter lens and just see what it does for you. If you're a painter and you're used to, you know, painting landscapes, start drawing portraits. You know, if you're a musician and you're used to playing guitar, maybe try coding your own video game. Like, do something that makes you uncomfortable, because it'll give your brain like a different frame of reference, and it'll give you so much more inspiration to do something completely outside of the box. And I really think that's when, you know, people start to resonate with it. You know, if you want to build like meaningful connections with your, with whatever it is that you do and other people, start doing it in a way that draws interest, because it's just too creative to ignore. So yeah, I hope that you guys do that this week. If you do something creative and interesting or cool, or you just want to share your art or whatever it is that you do, you can email me at weareallcreativepodcast@gmail.com. I will definitely read everything, reply to everything, see everything, share everything. You can hit me up on social media. My Instagram is Casey Jones Media. I also have my Port City accounts is PortCity__. And that is for Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. So yeah, like, share stuff, post stuff, create stuff, tag me in all of it, send it to me, DM me, I don't care. Reach out to me, because I love, you know, kind of seeing what people create, and I love sharing it, and I love, you know, supporting each and every one of you that takes the time to listen to this. The next episode of this podcast is going to be an interview with Brittany Stearns. I just interviewed her this morning, and she is the social media director and a partner of Publicity Nation. So they are a company that works with artists and brands to get them published in newspaper articles, etc. So she had a bunch of really interesting information about social media and kind of her creative process with that, which was a blast to talk to her. So that should be out later this week. And yeah, like I said, I just hope that you guys go out and create and be interesting and weird and unique, and tag me in all of it. And that's it for this one. I will see you guys next time.